How are you doing, Terry?
I'm very well, thanks. Let's cut right to the chase. What will it take for the Green Bay Packers to repeat as NFL champions?
Look forward. I mean, it's got to be a forward-thinking operation here in 2011. Last year was one of the most remarkable championship runs, I think, out of the 13 in franchise history, if you want to get right down to it, because the team was not very good, even as late as mid-December. But when their backs were absolutely to the wall, they turned it on. And the only way they're going to put it behind them is to continue to look forward. And as Mike McCarthy has said several times over already this summer, you know, we're not defending anything. We're out to seek the Super Bowl 46 championship. And if they can maintain that kind of focus and realize they're going to get just about everybody's best shot every week, they certainly have the talent to be right back in the mix.
Speaking of talent, they're getting some players, some key players they lost to injury last year, namely Ryan Grant and JerMichael Finley.
Yeah, I think four starters who were observers on Super Sunday are back in the starting lineup after finishing the year in injured reserve. Yeah, the talented tight end JerMichael Finley, Ryan Grant, who went down in the first game of the season. Let's see, on defense, there's a couple of players as well that missed out on all the fun. Morgan Burnett at safety is back for the Packers, and even Brad Jones, who could open up at outside linebacker, is another one. And it's those guys who missed out on the fun that might help fuel the hunger to keep this team driven for another one.
Now, the Packers remain very good, we can assume. Other teams in the NFC got better. Is that going to be probably the biggest challenge for the Packers this year, looking at teams like Philadelphia and Chicago?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Eagles spent lavishly in free agency. They've made a lot of moves to add talent, and then they locked up Michael Vick with a $100 million contract to quarterback the whole show. They're certainly going to be a factor. And don't forget, you're right about the Bears. The Packers didn't even win the division. Chicago was the NFC North champion last year. And Detroit, I think, is making some strides. It's a tough schedule. So, again, it's going to be a thing of having absolute focus every Sunday.
Speaking of focus, the Packers will have are dealing with a lot of distractions tonight with a pregame concert and a lot of other hoopla that really wasn't around in the NFL up until recently.
I think it's about the eighth year in a row now that the NBC network contract has launched the season, and the NFL decided the best way to start a new year is to have the reigning Super Bowl champions host a game. And even when the Packers won it all in 1996, the following year, they just played on a regular Sunday and opened up the season. But this is an opener unlike any Green Bay, I think, has seen perhaps in history. What with a gigantic stage and major acts coming to town to play a big concert before the game. There have been events all week long in and around Green Bay with Roger Goodell, the commissioner in town, and former players from around the league and all that sort of thing. It's just driven up the excitement level to almost unprecedented levels for this season opener.
Mark Daniels, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it.